Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to a special NFL draft edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast brought to you by the Evergood Sausage Company. We make the sausages you crave. And I'm your host, NBC Sports Bay Area Raiders Insider Scott Baer. And we have the man of the hour as our featured guest on this podcast. That's right, number 15 overall selection in the NFL draft, offensive tackle out of UCLA, Colton Miller, who was taken by the Silver and Black after they traded down out of number 10 to number 15 and selected the guy they would have taken five picks earlier. We talked to Colton Miller about a whirlwind 24 hours, what it was like to be in Dallas when he heard his name called, why it was so cool for him to walk down the red carpet with his mother and his family, and what he wants to do as an Oakland Raider, how quickly he wants to take over one of those starting offensive tackle spots, and the fact that he wants to hold it down for a long, long time. So excited about my guest on the Raiders Insider Podcast, the Raiders number 15 overall pick from UCLA. Yeah, that's my alma mater. You guys know that. Colton Miller, offensive tackle. Colton, now it's been a whirlwind 24 hours. You were in Texas. You heard your name picked. You hugged the commissioner, and now you're here with a Raiders cap on. What has the last 24 hours been like for you?
Oh man, it's been crazy. Well, I'm glad I had my family surrounding me, coaches, guys that have helped me along the way that they allowed me to invite to the, you know, to the draft, from the red carpet. I had my mom, my brother on stage. They're super stoked about that. My brother, he's huge. I'm actually in Roseville High School, he's in Roseville High School, I should say. And, his friends are all hitting him up like, "Oh, I saw you on the red carpet." So that's really cool to share that with your family and your friends. But, in terms of the draft, being drafted by the Oakland Raiders is huge. I mean, just because, you know, you're close to home and that's sort of like a hometown team for Sacramento. And I just feel, so blessed to be in this position, and I really look forward to, competing, taking these next steps.
When you got the invite to the draft, some guys don't take it. They choose to stay at home and have their own kind of private affair. But the draft has become so huge now. Like you were saying, there's a red carpet and there's so much involved for family members. Why did you want to do that? And did you think it was the right experience? I mean, to get your name called early and to have all those other types of things.
Right. Yeah. So I was sort of on the fence to whether to go or not. But now, experiencing that, like, absolutely, I would go to the draft like 10 out of 10 times. I mean, that place is how they treat you, and, it's really a great experience. And again, having your family and your friends and coaches there, people to give that back to them, is something really special. And yeah, I would definitely do it again.
Yeah. You bring up a great point, right there, is that your family has probably been to a lot of football camps during the summer,
right?
And things like that, where they make sacrifices for you to have that opportunity. How integral have they kind of been for you along the way? And like you were saying, it must have been pretty cool to kind of pay it back.
Yeah, they've been a huge support. Growing up, going to games, not only in high school but in college, making what they can at the home games, cheer me on. my little brother giving high fives like he was in high school, in my high school, and giving high fives now in college outside the gates of the UCLA game. I mean, that's huge for me. Yeah.
And it's to play so close to home, I'm sure you're gonna have a lot of ticket requests coming your way.
Oh, you should see my texts. Yeah, no doubt. Everyone's gonna want to watch the game.
Now you get that call from John Gruden, kind of a famous guy in his own right, to come to the Raiders. You know, and that what was that like? I mean, you said last night on a conference call talking to local media that you weren't quite sure exactly where you were going to go. When you see your phone light up there, you know, kind of take me through the emotions of that.
Yeah, I mean, you hear this a lot, but, like, you know, overwhelming. You know, you see this you see this on TV before, and being able to experience it, not only the combine, but the draft and this whole process, and then to be called by a team that's local and home, I mean, that was huge. I was super, super stoked. Derek later texted me later, invited me to the team, and that was super cool too. So I just feel, you know, ready to work, and super stoked for this opportunity.
Yeah, and when you look at this opportunity, this is a team that needs offensive tackle help right now, and they have a long-term vision for you on the left side. They do need some help on the right side right now. How would you feel about, you know, trying to compete on the right side? I know you're maybe want to be on the left long term, but is that a competition that you would look forward to, and would you feel comfortable playing on the right if that's what they asked you to do?
Of course if that's what they asked me to do. I've played right before. I played right and left my redshirt freshman year, and my redshirt sophomore year also played right. I'd be fine with competing. Obviously I want to play, so I want to establish myself wherever I'm at, right tackle, left tackle, tight end, wherever they throw me at. I'm going to compete and try to be the best as I can at that position.
The Raiders offensive line coach, Tom Cable, he has a long track record of developing and producing quality NFL offensive linemen. He's a big fan of yours, both in the draft room and during the pre-draft process. What kind of interactions have you had with him at this early stage? And are you looking forward to working with a guy like that, he's such a proven with such a strong resume?
Mm-hmm. So I first met him during the combine, during my other two 22 formal visits, and I got to see him, and that was sort of, he seemed very knowledgeable of the game. His demeanor was unique, and talking to him now in the facility in the building, I'd love to get to work with him. Not only that, but my agent, Jeremy Newberry, who played 10 plus years in the league, finished up his career as a Raider. Also having him in my back pocket too as a resource is also huge.
And Jeremy Newberry also, so you share an agent with Eddie Vanderdoes,
right?
Fellow Raider, defensive lineman, UCLA and the Sacramento area.
Yeah, Placer.
Yeah. Did you guys meet in college, or did you kind of know about each other in high school? How far back do you guys go?
We didn't play each other as much, but we went to this program locally in the Sacramento area called Lyman Win Games. They take both offensive and defensive linemen and develop them. That's where I first met him. And then I was with them for, I believe, 2 years at UCLA. And he was actually my host on my official visit to UCLA.
Wow, so you guys kind of go way back.
Yeah, so, this is definitely a unique experience to have, to be on the same team as him again. yeah, that's really cool.
He plays farther inside. Have you guys ever had a chance, whether it's at a UCLA practice where you guys do get to square off one-on-one, or is he normally with the guards and you're normally with the
Yeah, no, you'll maybe on occasion.
Who wins those?
Oh, I win them yeah, most of the time, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a really unique experience having that.
Who are the offensive linemen that you admire? Is there anybody growing up that you know, I don't know if you model your game after, but pros or that you really respect and you're like, I want to be like that guy?
Actually, working at Exos in Arizona, when I was prepping for the combine, I met Taylor Lewan, and he was kind of the guy that my set seemed kind of familiar to, so I kind of picked up on his technique, punch, and so forth, and looking at Terrence Smith, his square pass sets, Joe Staley. I try to pull up a bunch of NFL film that I can pick from other tackles, and try to implement in my game to try to improve it. I learned from a lot of different
yeah.
resources.
Yeah. I mean, when yeah. you mentioned Taylor, Taylor's got some nasty to him.
He does.
You know, is that kind of a style that you like to bring in there? Is there an intimidation to your game that you'd like to bring out?
Yeah, I mean, I love his play. You know, I love how he plays like that. I would like to implement that. My demeanor when I go into pass blocking is more like I like to be, you know, calm before mm-hmm. before punching, you know, not to lunge. And in short yardage, I like to be, you know, nasty, kill the guy in front of me.
Right. You have to kind of pick your spots.
Yeah, we were actually really well in short yardage. We were, I think we were at 100% halfway through the season on third and short, fourth and short. We would always get it, and most of the times it would end up backside. The 2000 following the 2016 year, our highest run percentage was actually behind me.
Wow!
Before that injury, so yeah. At times, I like to bring that out, but of course, I'd like to bring that out even more. Mm-hmm. I guess in my pass pro, but still be fundamentally sound.
Right, kind of technical and clinical, and
right.
Sometimes you don't have to scream and bite somebody's head off to beat them. You know,
right.
every time. I'm just curious. You know, so fans kind of get to know you. If you're not at a football practice or watching tape or whatever, what are you likely to be doing? Are you a big movie buff? Are you a big travel guy?
Yeah, I'm a big gamer along with my other O-line buddies mm-hmm. at UCLA. Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of a game called Overwatch lately. I'm also into a little bit of Fortnite.
I was going to say, if you play Fortnite, you're going to get along well in this locker room.
Yeah.
Like half the locker room plays
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know Eddie. He plays that shit all the time. Or, I'm sorry, crap all the time. And that in PUBG or PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Kind of flip between those a little bit. But yeah, I'm starting to get into fishing now too. And I'd like to get into that more, and I watch Big Movie Guy. Mm-hmm. Like to watch movies when I can with the O-line group.
Right, and now it's going to be about, you know, kind of getting to work here. There's an off-season program that I believe you're going to be able to hop right into it this year, right? The rules mm-hmm. have changed.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not enrolled in school right now, so right. I should be able to hop right into rookie minicamp and OTAs.
So just one last question for me, and thank you so much for taking the time. I know the day is real busy for you, but what kind of impression do you want to make on this locker room, on this coaching staff, now that they're really going to get to know you? What kind of first impression do you want to make? What do you want these guys to know about Colton Miller?
I want them to know, for me coming in, that I'm open to learn from the older guys. I'm not going to come in as a hothead right away trying to say I'm this, I'm that. I'm going to be humble with it and try to pick up on what I can. And I'm going to try to study my butt off the field. And I'm going to try to improve and better myself every day. And I want to establish myself as a starter. And from that, be more of a vocal leader after. Yeah.
That's awesome. Colton Miller, thank you so much for the time. So stoked to have another Bruin in the building. That's great news, and congratulations on being taken number 15 overall and joining the Raiders.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to a special NFL draft edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast brought to you by the Evergood Sausage Company. We make the sausages you crave. And a very special thank you to Colton Miller for taking the time out right after his introductory press conference here in Alameda, right after he first held up that silver and black jersey with the name Miller and his number 77 on the back. You have been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. If you like our podcast, please give us a rating and a review. You can also follow us at NBC Sports Bay Area on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at NBCS Authentic. We'll be back very soon with another great guest. Thank you all for listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.